Would you like to see the big guy, the skipper, the head honcho?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
You're listening to Morning Joe with the CEO.
Good morning, AFN Rhoda here. It is June 11. Happy Thursday. It is a great day to have the CEO with us here on the studio. It's going to be a warm, amazing day. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for that wonderful intro.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. School ended the other day, so congratulations to the GGF graduates.
Woo!
All the folks, and of course, we did the bell ringing or the ringing out, and so we said goodbye to some faculty, teachers, and of course, the students. And I think that's a good segue to our special guest, because the topic of the show today is PCS season!
PCS season!
Yeah.
Our favorite season. Is it? I don't know.
I think it's bittersweet. Right?
It is bittersweet, always.
I think a lot of folks are happy to be here. I think some folks are just ready to move on or looking forward to moving on, but I think the most important thing that we can do is ensure that wherever you're going, you do so smoothly with the help and assistance of our guests. We have Lieutenant J.G. William Miles and Mr. Antonio Polo. So why don't you tell us about yourselves?
Okay, good morning, CEO. Good morning, audience. Well, my name is Antonio Polo. As the captain just introduced me, I am the personal property transportation officer, and I've been working in this position for so many years. So I'm happy to be here this morning and ready to answer any of the questions you may have.
Excellent.
Hey, good morning, CEO. Good morning, everybody. This is Lieutenant Junior Grade William Miles, originally from Orlando, Florida. Just got to Rota about 6 months ago. And having gone through that PCS process myself, and I realized Rota was the smoothest place I've had to go through. So once I got here and found out that I would be the household goods director, it's been pretty smooth so far. We have a great team there, and we're excited to share some useful tips and tricks with you this morning.
All right. Well, why don't we jump right into that? So you promised some useful tips and tricks. What do you got?
I think the most important thing when we're talking about a PCS move is, you know, day one starts when you get your orders. And, you know, you want to take a couple days, talk it over with your spouse, with your family, come up with a timeline. You know, if you get San Diego, maybe you come in the next day, you're delighted. If you get Norfolk, take a couple days to mourn, to cry a little bit, and then come in and initiate your move. But the most important thing is really the process starts with going on the DPS website, which you can find through Military OneSource pretty easily, to initiate that process, as well as PCS My POV, so that you can set up an appointment to drop off your POV at the VPC. So that's step one. We'll pause if we have any questions so far or anything.
No, I love it. For everyone who's like, yes, the POV at the VPC. You know, do you have any more consonants and vowels?
Unfortunately, as the military goes, it's an acronym soup every time. But POV, personally owned vehicle, and then the VPC. Well, actually, you know what? I can't remember what the VPC stands for.
Vehicle Processing Center.
Thank you.
I might have done this a few times too.
But that's where you'll actually go and drop off your car, and where it will ship for you as a part of your entitlement on your orders.
Right on. And so, what do you personally do in this process? So if somebody walks into the office, are they talking to you or are they talking to Mr. Polo?
Well, the government, a few years ago, they implemented the way in order to request the household goods process via the Defense Personal Property System. That is a website that is available 24 hours, 7 days a week. And anybody can, as soon as you receive the orders, and I enforce the words that Lieutenant Miles gave a little bit ago about as soon as you receive the orders, do not waste the time. Do not wait until the last minute in order to start the household goods process. So, as I said, the government provides you the option to use the Defense Personal Property System online, which is easy to deal with, but at times you might receive technical problems, or it might be probably the first time you move out of here, or you have a different set of orders that may complicate the navigation through the system. So if that is the case, you are always welcome to come to the office in person, and then we will discuss any issues that you might have there. And anything that we can resolve at the office, so we will be very pleased to do that right there, because that will facilitate the final of the process. And all we want is to make it easier for everybody. So the process of a house of goods move or a PCS, which I understand that is very stressful situation. There are many things that a sailor or a employee has to deal with. So we try always to make it easy for everyone.
I think you touched a pretty sensitive topic. It can be stressful for everybody.
Absolutely.
Right? So where would you send someone for resources if they are having, you can tell when they walk in the door, you know, that means the website has failed, the information hasn't gotten to them, that they are not connecting with the process. Where do you send them? What do you tell them to do?
So I'll take a moment just to brag about our team. So at Building 55 is the NAVSUP headquarters here on base. There's a lot of different entities that work within Building 55, but right when you walk through the front door, you'll see the Office for Personal Property. So let's say you go on your computer, you try to do DPS, you're having some trouble, maybe you're going OCONUS to OCONUS locations, and it's a one-off sort of thing. The good thing is we have an amazing team of counselors to help walk you through the process, and they've really seen almost every case under the sun. I mean, we have almost every single branch here. I think we actually do have every branch here. I believe there's a couple of Space Force here now too.
Yes.
On base. So every branch writes orders a little differently. Every branch has different entitlements. You know, whether you're going from Rota back to the States or Rota to Yokosuka, you know, everything can change a little bit. So luckily this team has seen almost everything, and if they haven't seen it before, you know, we have the resources and we have the ability to look into these issues for you and help make the process smoother for you.
Do we want to talk about pets? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's a hot topic.
Especially with the rotator not being a thing anymore.
That's the topic.
Absolutely.
So we listen and we don't judge. But what does a family need to do if they are, so if they're listening to this, they've already arrived. So they've gone through, they have either booked their own ticket for the pet or they've used a shipping service. Is there anything that you, let's talk about those leaving. What do they need to do to ship that pet?
Unfortunately, I'm going to take the cop out of saying I'm still a little new. I'm still looking into this for the pets. I know things have changed here recently with the rotator. But what I can say is when you come in to the personal property office, you'll also have to set up a meeting with our MAs at NAVSUP Building 55, and they go through the whole customs brief, and they will touch on pets during that subject. So that's why the customs brief is so important to attend and get that information.
Now, do you handle, so we know there's now a reimbursement. Is that something that they handle through your office?
No, that is not handled through our office.
Okay, so they're going to see it on the other side through the claims process, probably through their command.
Yes, sir.
Well, I would like to have the answer about transportation of pets, but this is something that we, the personal property office, do not deal directly with. So I think that there is something done directly with the airlines.
Right.
And you will have to get the information from them.
So it's a loaded question. So the point of this is personal property, a pet is not personal property.
Yes, sir.
So don't yell at Lieutenant J.G. Miles when you have questions about your pet. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And like I said, you know, we're there to help and point you in the right direction. I mean, being in the military and going through moves and, you know, all that process is I would always hate when I would go somewhere and they would just say, no, we don't do that, or I don't know. And so I think we try to pride ourselves on saying, you know, yes, a pet's not personal property, but let's look into it. Let's find you the right answer. Let's point you in the right direction. So that's some homework for me today now, is to look into who exactly can I point to and say, no, this is their job. They can help you set you up after this.
Good answer. All right. So, Mr. Polo. Should people call you Mr. Polo, Senior Polo, Antonio?
Well,
what would you prefer?
I mean, normally everybody calls me Antonio, which is my name. So,
excellent. So they come in, they say, Antonio, I have a problem. What's the most common problem you've had to solve or walk someone through in dealing with the process?
Well, the thing is that every PCS is a different story. Every family is quite different. There are families with the kids, there are service members servicing and accompanying. As Lieutenant Yeji Miles said previously, there are different type of orders. You may be separating from the service, you may be retiring, you may be PCSing overseas CONUS. So every case is different. Which is a common problem. Common problem, I would like to say that usually it is very neat, very standard. Most of the times we don't have a problem. But the problem could probably be, if I want to, number one, it is about time. Because people, as I said, people wait many times till the last minute in order to schedule or to select a pack out date. I think that is very important in the process of a PCS or a move out of the location. Why? Because you have to, besides selecting the date, you have to, in addition, do a lot of other business, such as booking your plane tickets, closing the rental contracts with your landlord, and many other things that are really connected with the date that you're going to be packing out.
Right.
So, as soon as you receive the orders, go to the DPS and start the process. Never is too soon. We have many different cases. I mean, we have people that receive PCS orders 2 months ahead of time, and there are others that receive the orders like 10 days before. We are used to work with both scenarios. So, but the sooner you wait, and for us, it's very important to be able to plan ahead. So we cannot do packings at the very last minute, because the problem may be that the dates that you really want to pack, they may not be available, because the moving company, they have already used that day, that time, for other service members. Mostly this time of the year, which is the peak season of the PCS, when approximately 60% of the PCS moves happen within the months of May till the end of the summer, till August. So these, most of the people, such as the school season ends and they're ready to move, so we have to coordinate a lot of services within only 3 or 4 months. So the schedule for the moving companies are very tight.
And I think with that, I think what the lesson I'm taking is, start early if you can.
Mm-hmm.
We're a team and we're going to do this together.
Absolutely.
Segue to the song.
Whoop, whoop. So we're going to have Belong Together with Mark Amber. Please keep listening to Morning Joe with the CO. If you do have to go right now, you can download the AFN Go app and keep listening to us wherever you go. Good morning. It is June 11th, 7:22. Hopefully you're having your second cup of coffee, because I know I am. So we've been talking about a very bittersweet topic. It always is for me, at least when I leave or even move into a different place. PCSing. We know how stressful it can be, and we are here to make it easier for you.
We're going to jump back into the PCS topic, and I think there are some things that are worth mentioning, which is, number one, make sure you complete your checkout process. So PCSing is one part of that, and it begins with your orders. And to recap the earlier conversation, as soon as you get your orders, you need to start the process, which includes the DPS website And if you are confused on the website, then go into Building 55 and seek help. The other part of the process includes security, your command, transferring your security clearances, and making sure everyone's aware. And you need to remember that you have to turn in your Spanish driver's license. You need to process your vehicle the correct way, because those are obligations that we have under our agreement. So, one of the things you talked about was inventory. How important is it to inventory your things before you ship them?
Okay, inventory, as it explains itself, it is a list that the movers, that the packers, prepare while they're doing a pack-out. Why is it so important? I mean, because they're making a description of the items or the bolts, and making a description also of the shape of it. So having a good inventory is a good receipt, a good proof that you have, because that will be the list of all the items, how the movers took them whenever they pack at your house. Keeping a copy of that is very important, because if during the whole time of the transportation, whenever it gets to the destination and it gets delivered, in case there's something damaged, you will have the opportunity to make a claim if something happened during the transportation. Not only if it got damaged, even more if in the rare case that something gets missing, you will have the opportunity. But you need to have an accurate inventory. So whenever it is the time while the pack out is being done, you will have the opportunity to go through the inventory and see that the movers are doing it in the proper way. And finally, whenever the pack-up job is completed, you will have to keep a legible copy, which nowadays, using the technology, most of the times they send you an electronic copy to your email. But remember, go through, if you have any something that you do that you disagree with what the packers annotated, you can always use the remarks section of the inventory and put your own words about why you disagree. So remember, you will have to use this inventory whenever in the case, hopefully nothing happens, whenever you get to destination, your household goods gets delivered and you find something that gets damaged. Currently, the government have something which is called full replacement value liability. It means that if something happens during the transportation, the TSP, moving your property, will have to replace the item that was damaged with the current market value. So even whenever the shipment is delivered at residence, you don't really have to complete the unpacking process right away. According to the regulations, you have 180 days to finish unpacking and process your claim to be covered under the full replacement value.
If you don't make the 180 days, you can still put in a claim. You just are not entitled to the full replacement value. You're entitled to something, though.
You are completely right, sir. Personally, I believe the 180 days is plenty of time enough in order to unpack your things and find out if you have anything damaged to the transportation. But in the case you don't, in the case you are assigned to a ship, you are on the way, so you don't have the time to complete it within the 180 days, you can always make that claim still on the full replacement value if you can provide a letter from your CO showing proof that you have been away from the home port that didn't allow you the capability in order to complete the process. And going back to what you asked before, if you are on a shore duty, you do not complete within the 180 days, you still have more time, true. But then the liability for full replacement is lost. Then it will be under the depreciation value.
Right.
Okay?
So we've dwelled on some of the harder moments. Has anyone ever come to say, thank you? Thank you for the work you do. Thanks for the help. I mean, I certainly appreciate your approach to things. You seem very helpful and generous. with your time?
They have. So since I've taken over, especially with the vehicles, I've had a couple very, very one-off situations where I'm reaching out to Army Transcom. I'm reaching out to all different sorts of people to figure out, you know, one problem for one customer. And that's one of those things that, you know, the easy way out is just say, oh, we don't know. Go talk to this person. But, yeah, I think our job, you know, as personal property and a customer service facing organization, especially mine being in the supply corps, like our motto is to support the warfighter. So I can't really just say, oh, you know, not my problem. You can figure this out. And so at moments like that, I think where we really dig in and go the layer beyond the layer to find a solution for a customer, we've had some appreciation from them. And that provides me with some joy, is knowing, okay, I made this process a little less stressful for somebody. And, you know, our local nationals that work in the personal property office, they probably do it so much every day that they can't even remember how many things to use they get.
Yes, yeah. We have a lot of people that get back to the counselor. Because usually whenever a request for house of goods is received, the process in the office is that it is assigned to a counselor in particular. So that person runs the process from that point on till the shipment is already finished. So in case a service member has any issues, that person will deal directly with one single person so we don't get them confused. They occasionally receive the thanks of the service member for the support that they have been.
So, you know, my radio show is not a training video. I know there's many other topics that people would be interested to know, dealing with, can I ship my electric scooter? Can I ship my favorite bottle of beverage? Can I, what happens if I don't want to take my car? Can you rapid fire those three topics?
Good to mention, sir. Thank you. Within the house of goods process, there are few items that are not normal, are not like a piece of like a chair, for instance. No. So, for instance, as you mentioned, there are people can bring to Spain firearm. They can bring motorcycles. Motorcycles needs to be imported through the BPC because, according to the Agreement of Defense Cooperation, only one POB can be registered in Spain. But it can be shipped out with the household. So, there are several items, and it's good you mentioned the scooter, because that's something that nowadays is very frequent to see on the roads. That's it, a hot item to be shipped in the household goods, because not the government, but the airlines companies, shipping companies by sea, they do not allow big lithium batteries included in their boats or in their planes. So that's why those are items that we need to control ahead of time. We give a list to the service member. They need to prepare beforehand. Whenever the package goes and do a pre-move survey, they need to provide a list of what of those lead of batteries are included, because not them all can be. Mostly those who are bigger, such as for a scooter, for an electric bike. Small lithium batteries, they need to be described on the inventory, but those are not really a big problem. Firearms is not easy. The service member needs to provide a lot of documentation so they can be imported back to the United States. Not only imported back, because the service member may have acquired that firearm while autonomous. So it needs different documentation. So whenever a service member is including this type, let's call them hot items, such as firearms, motorcycles, alcohol, we really appreciate them approaching us as early ahead of time as possible, because there is extra additional paperwork that we need to process in order to ship, include those items in the shipment.
Excellent.
And thank you, Antonio, for giving all that detail. And the short answer is, you know, the unfortunate classic answer we get in the Navy, where yes, but it depends. You know, everyone, like we've said before, everyone's situation is different. And I think you touched on a great subject earlier, is the importance of checking out with security for your vehicle. You can't just, you know, leave it by the roadside in the lemon lot and say, oh, not my problem anymore, and then decide, you know, later on, oh, actually, you know what, I want that car. You know, not to say it's impossible to finally get it. We'll make it happen for you, but it makes your life a lot easier if you talk to the necessary people, follow the checkout sheet, and just over-communicate throughout the process.
Lieutenant J.G. Miles, Antonio, thank you. I wanted to just give a voice behind the process. Everyone appreciates your time. They appreciate what you do. We're going to segue this to talk of July 4th, a bigger celebration, and we're going to kick it off with some American Sweetheart.
American Sweetheart by Elle King, and we are very excited. Thank you so much for being here and for teaching us more about PCSing, because every time there's more questions that come up, so
absolutely,
we appreciate it.
A pleasure for being here this morning.
Good morning. Welcome to AFN. It is June 11, 738, and we are here, Morning Joe with the CEO, having our amazing cup of coffee at 739. And it's amazing, and I love it. So our next, we were talking about PCS season, since we're kind of like in the middle of it, and it's been great. If you want more information on PCSing, you can go to My Navy HR, or you can also do Military OneSource, which is amazing resource for you to start. But now we have Mr. Doug Hasselbring and Mr. Eric Flagg from MWR. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Packing the studio with rock stars today. So
yeah, we are.
The people behind the events and a lot of hard work. I see it every day. The families love it. They experience it. What do we have in store for the summer?
Well, sir, we have actually quite a bit of things. I'll kick off with some of our child and youth program activities and events to look forward to. So if you have a child between the ages of 4 and 12 years old, we're actually going to be holding a one-week pedal camp. We're actually doing this in support with the Navy Exchange, and this will be happening June 22nd through 26th. So to sign up for that, you can always call SAC, stop by their facility. SAC's number is 727-2839. Another interesting and fun program that's going to be happening this summer is Missoula's Children's Theater. So every year, the Missoula Children's Theater comes to Naval Station Rota, Spain, takes all of our youth and puts together a play over a period of a couple of days. So they'll actually be in Rota this year from July 27 to July 31st. And this is actually open to all children between 1st and 12th grade. So it's always a fun production for the kids and for the child and youth programs. Again, if you want to sign up or find out more information about that, you can visit the School Age Activity Center, or SAC, and their telephone number is 727-2839. And then just two dates to keep in mind for the summer. They're Friday 19th of June 19th. For Juneteenth, CYP facilities will be closed. So if you were hoping to be able to have some child care lined up, just be advised that that day is an actual closure for all CYP activities. And then July 2nd, we'll talk about Independence Fest, but both the CDC and SAC will be open on a limited schedule from 07:30 to 14:30 to be able to support the community-wide Independence Fest. So those are some of the great things happening for children this summer.
Tell us about yourself.
So I'm the Deployed Forces Support and Liberty Manager, which means I get to support the fleet and our single sailors for the installation. I've been doing that for approximately 12 years now. And obviously, as an MWR employee, we wear many hats. That's my position description, but we do quite a bit more of things. And so Navy MWR has, you know, it really is rewarding to basically put smiles on people's faces. That's really what we do. So happy to continue doing that, especially as it focuses on our single sailors and geographical bachelors here in Rota, Spain.
Thank you, Eric. Doug.
All right.
Tell us about yourself.
Good morning, Rota. I'm the Community Recreation Director here. I oversee the library, the bowling center, community recreation, which is entails tickets and travel, outdoor recreation, special events, Also, Eric talked about Liberty and deployed forces. And I'm having a great time here. I love Spain. I've raised my family here. We've been here 18 years. I've also worked in Bermuda and Hawaii and Sigonella and just MWR guy my whole life.
Yeah. What event are you looking forward to the most?
I mean, this time of year, it's all focused on Independence Fest, but I was going to, you know, talk about some of the tours we have as well coming up this summer. I'm not going to list all the dates, but outdoor recreation,
tell us about what you're providing.
Okay.
We got about 2 minutes before the music break. Let's do 2 minutes of tours. What can people expect? How do they sign up? Give us the gouge.
All right. If you like outdoor recreation, we've got a quads tour, stand up paddleboarding, canyon descending, night kayak, sailing, windsurfing course, all these things you can sign up at Community Recreation, Building 48. You can call 727-3101, or you can even sign up now on our website, navymwrrota.com. And for the historical, cultural, you know, tickets and travel side, we've got a trip to Albufeira, Portugal. And for the families and youth at heart is Isla Magica Amusement Water Park in Sevilla. We've got a trip to Torremolinos, Nerja Caves, Vejer Roman Ruins, a trip to Malaga, and then something very unique, Sanlúcar Horse Races on August 8th. And then we're going to do a grape harvest winery tour in August where, I mean, you might not be old enough to remember Lucy, but you're going to get to step on the grapes. Wow. I had to explain to my compañeros that Americans like to do that for some reason, me included, so we're going to be able to do that. I don't think that's actually how they do it, but I said, please, make it happen. So,
right.
Bring a spare set of socks, right?
Definitely. And I've got to talk, we have a brand new, USAA is helping us provide this military spouse appreciation tour on June 26th coming up. It's a bodega, wine tasting, flamenco show, Spanish dinner included, heavily discounted. So sign up for that now. It's going to be spaces limited, and that is exclusively for military spouses. To appreciate you all.
All right. We got to eliminate all that bad blood out there. That's good. And for our three little American sweethearts listening in, what do we have?
Bad blood with Taylor Swift. Good morning. It is June 11th, 7:49 in the morning. We are talking here with MWR about the amazing travel opportunities that we're going to have in the month of June and a lot of other great things that we get to, you know, look forward to.
All right. So we were talking about some awesome trips that covered the entirety of the southern Spain, it seems. Opportunities to learn, to see things, history, all ages. Let's talk about Independence Fest.
All right. This is a big one. 250 years of this country. So we're going to go big, man. July 2nd, it's a Thursday, so everyone can still have their weekend. It's going to be from 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Kick off with food and beverage booths, and I've been hearing some of the food and beverage. Okay, yeah, rookie. So I mean, there's going to be all kinds of food going out there. The private organizations and home-based businesses, they're selling tacos. They've got deep-fried Oreos. They've got hamburgers, hot dogs. There's a new Guamanian food booth, so that's exciting. Pulled pork, barbecue, everything. So that's going to be exciting.
What kind of rides can we expect?
Okay, we're gonna have like 5 rides, and from all ages. There's going to be some that are designed for the little ones, like the bumper cars, and a new water canoe ride.
Oh,
brand new, and that's going to be for 3 to 12 year olds. And then there's a grasshopper, Saltamonte, that goes up and down and around, and that's going to be for the middle-aged group, not middle-aged. We're invited as well.
40-year-olds, middle-aged.
You know, like I said, young at heart.
So eat the deep-fried Oreos and then get on the ride.
Exactly.
See
if you can hold it in.
Remember when you could, like, ride those rides for, like, hours and hours? I can't do that anymore.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Go right back to the front of the line, like, on a rainy day. And then the pirata, the pirate ship, that is notorious here in Rota and elsewhere. So that one you get to experience like zero gravity and G-forces. And then there's the extreme. If, like you said, if you're going to eat all that fried stuff, maybe hold off on the extreme. It's got a lot of swinging motion and spinning and, you know, where am I? That it's going to be.
We're doing wristbands.
That's when we started this in Winter Wonderland to be able to offset some of these prices. As you know, it's expensive out there. So we're asking a nominal fee. It's going to be $7 between now and July 1st. At the Liberty Center. We're open every day from 1 to 10. Come on in, and anyone who wants a ride, it's $7 before, you know, before the second, so before the event. And that's for you, for U.S. DOD card holders only to come in and get the special price, $7 for wristband, and that gets you rides during the entire event. You don't need to purchase anything else at the event. And if you don't buy it in advance, it'll be $10 at the event, and that will be where any of our guests that are not U.S. DOD card holders can purchase them, and anyone who forgot to get the wristband. So that'll be available right in the same area as the rides.
Are we breaking it down by section to offset the rides, gains?
Yes.
Are we doing bouncy houses and water slides?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
A couple years ago, maybe right before you got here, we realized this base has grown too big for the setup. So instead of having one huge softball field with air toys, like inflatables, we have two whole fields, and those are going to be water slides, bouncies, or all sorts of the rock climbing wall, and that would be in the two baseball fields right there at the event site, and the carnival rides and the carnival games, which you pay $3 or 3 euros each for prizes, those will be in the same field across the street from the plaza. So we're spreading it out. We did that last year, and it was very successful. I think we can, you know, that's the way forward for the next 5 years at least, as we, you know, gain the last ship and everybody else coming through. So I think it worked out great where we spread out the food booths and all of the air toys, water toys, and the rides and games. And
Each of the fields provided containment, so
yeah.
you could watch your child. They can't get too far before they hit a fence, and then
definitely,
you know, you can grab them. And then moving, I think it was really convenient to isolate each activity. So if you're going to go do rides, you do ride. Now it's game time. Now it's going to be water slide time. And so we've talked about there's going to be food. There's going to be fun.
Music.
That's right.
That's the focus. Like the center, the stage is right in the center there, and we'll have live music the whole time. We're going to kick it off with the band we hadn't had before, the Four Monkeys. It's a local cover band, pop rock covers. It's unfortunately for them, it's the hotter time of the event, but that's when everybody's arriving. You get that that good vibe flowing with them. And then when we got the majority of people here, hopefully you'll come up and say a few words.
I always have a few words.
Mm-hmm. And maybe pop off a few T-shirts.
Yeah, we've made sure the T-shirt gun's operating properly this year so that you can get a couple
shots
off.
Well, he and the EXO were great. The CMC had a dud, unfortunately.
He had the chance to redeem himself.
Give him first shot.
There you go. And fireworks. Let's talk about the fireworks.
The fireworks, yeah. It's going to be a great show, 15-minute fireworks show to end it. But before that, we'll have we'll have our local favorites, Ape Oscura. This is a band made up of active duty members and retirees right here from the base. They performed last year, and you can't wait to see them. They moved up in the rankings to open for Larry Fleet. Navy Entertainment is bringing a great up-and-coming country singer. He's got some big hits, Man Made a Bar, I Found God. It's going to be America. And then ending the whole deal with a fireworks show. And I think it's going to be a great time for everybody. And I know you had one question, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I was reading through Vamos, because one has to do that every single month, every single day, every single week. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Yep. Yes.
And I saw that there's a VIP lounge happening in this festivity, and I'm very interested in that. That sounds exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have all the details, but we're going to be pushing it out on social media. But basically, there's going to be a designated area kind of off the behind La Plaza in an enclosed area where you can get a wristband and go in there, and there's a DJ, there will be refreshments. It'll be just kind of a place that you can go You know, by paying for this wristband, you'll be a VIP member.
You're going to get to skip the crowds. That's always a pretty VIP experience.
That is very VIP.
Yeah.
So follow us on social media for the package details.
So how does someone follow us on social media, Doug?
We have our Road MWR Facebook page, Instagram, and
website.
And the website, NavyMWRRotor.com.
So get all that up-to-date news and activities. Awesome.
Absolutely. And you can follow AFN Rota because you know for sure that we're going to be sharing that information. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Especially
thank you
for the VIP lounge. Now, there's some buy-in from MC1 about the VIP lounge.
Oh, yeah. I read and I was like, yep, me, sign me up, me.
Doug, Eric, thank you. I appreciate your time. I think everyone's looking forward to America 250. I think it's great. It's particularly special for all of us to celebrate it in Spain, recognizing Spain's contribution to our independence. And so this is a great chance to celebrate it with all of those members of our community that comprise the base and all those who support it. We'll see you there.
Thank you, Captain.
Yep. See you there.
We have a couple community announcements here. So if you are entering the EU entry and exit system, make sure that you have your orders and you do not go through that line. You go right to the customs kiosk because that is the rule for you being permanent members of the force. Next, uniform compensation. If you graduated boot camp on or after June 1st, 2024 and did not receive your certain uniforms in your sea bag, you are eligible for compensation. Contact RTCUniforms at nextweb.org. With your name, graduating company, graduating date, phone number, and personal email address before September 30th to receive a next e-gift card to receive your own uniforms. And finally, Juneteenth holiday closures and hour changes. 10 to 1300 on Thursday, June 18th for retail operations for the post office, pickup, and command mail. It will be closed on June 19th. Child and youth programs closed on June 19th. Installation passport office also closed on June 19th. As always, check out the Vamos magazine, Coastline newspaper, and the Navstay Rota social media for more information on upcoming events and more and ways to sign up and participate. Back to you.
Thank you. You are listening to AFN Rota the Eagle. Here I am, Petty Officer Giselle Schering, your host for this morning. Please download the AFN Go app if you want to keep listening to our amazing guests here with you.